Good morning. Here are your weekend stories from the Sacramento Bee for Saturday, July 2 and Sunday, July 3. First, the weather. Saturday will be sunny, with a high near 85 and winds up to 23 miles per hour. Saturday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 56. Sunday will be partly sunny, with a high near 80 and winds. Sunday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 55 and winds as high as 20 miles per hour. In local news, the City of Woodland and its police department are partnering with local businesses to provide victims of hate crimes a safe place to go. The law enforcement agency is implementing the Safe Place program, replicating a concept developed by the Seattle Police Department in May 2015. Woodland Chief of Police Derek Koff said the program provides training on helping people in need and encourages participating businesses to provide shelter to someone who is being harassed, threatened, or attacked. Schools may also utilize the program to identify their campuses as a safe place for victims of bullying or hate crimes on school sites. Participating schools will have the leeway to decide where on the campus stickers would be placed. It can be anywhere deemed as a safe place on campus, such as a counselor's office, main office, or main entrance. More in local news. The Lake Tahoe Independence Day drone light shows have officially been grounded. Unsafe weather conditions composed of gusty and cold winds prompted the postponement of the two shows, scheduled for July 3 and 4 in Kings Beach and Tahoe City, according to the North Lake Tahoe Resort Association. The decision to replace the usual fireworks show with drones was due to concerns over fire danger, along with other environmental concerns. The show would have consisted of 200 drones buzzing through the night sky set to music. Organizers do not yet know when the show will be rescheduled, but they are looking at Labor Day weekend as a possibility. The association said the weather conditions would also likely prevent any traditional fireworks shows in the area. In California news, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill Friday that decriminalizes loitering for the purposes of prostitution. Senate Bill 357 was authored by State Senator Scott Wiener, D. San Francisco, who has said that police use existing loitering laws to discriminate against people of color and LGBTQ people, particularly transgender people. The measure had several sponsors, including ACLU California Action. But it was opposed by several anti-trafficking groups, including the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, which said it would hinder efforts to fight sex trafficking. The bill passed through the Senate and Assembly, despite several moderate Democrats voting against it. But it remained in limbo for 9 months, held at Wiener's request to allow more time to persuade the governor to sign it. In his signing statement, Newsom expressed caution. In drought news, the first 9 months of the 2022 water year are now in the books, and California remains mired in extreme drought conditions. Extreme drought encompasses the entire Central Valley, with exceptional drought covering wide swaths of the San Joaquin Valley, according to the Federal Monitor. While the latest numbers are slightly better than at the outset of this water year, which started October 1st, there had been early optimism that record-setting weather late last calendar year would help avert a third straight year of drought. A series of October storms, including a monstrous bomb cyclone system, brought the rainiest day ever recorded in Sacramento, and winter storms led the Central Sierra Nevada range to smash an all-time record for December snowfall. More than 6 months later, those storms have continued to buoy California's precipitation totals for the current water year deceptively close to average. Abysmal rain and snow totals from January through March, combined with late spring and early summer spurts of extreme heat, have evaporated much of the drought relief from last fall and winter. That wraps up your Sacramento Bee Weekend Report. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.